pitch is swung on and hit out into center field. Jason Hayward giving chase. He's not going to get it. It gaps, but cut off before it gets to the wall. Aaron Cebia scores. Snyder scores. Vizquel getting the wave. Here's the throw. He scores. A three-run double for Kelly Johnson. Kelly Johnson with a big swing in a five-run fourth inning. That three-run double made it 6-0 after Adam Lind's three-run homer gave the Blue Jays the lead in the third. The Jays would go on to score two more in the fourth, one in the sixth, and they beat the Atlanta Braves 9-0 as this incredible spring continues. The Blue Jays 18-4-1 so far. They've won six in a row, and earlier this spring had an 11-game unbeaten streak. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Jays Talk, and we're taking your phone calls at 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. You can also hit me up on the Twitter at Wilnerness590. Let's get right to it. We start with Jonah in Ottawa. Welcome to the show. Jonah, you're the leadoff man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. I'm just curious as to how much leash you think Dustin McGowan will be afforded, considering Anthopoulos insinuated it's pretty much a foregone conclusion he'll win that fifth rotation spot.
Well, he's out of all options, and that's the biggest thing, right? It's like JoJo Reyes was last year, except that we all believe that Dustin McGowan's a lot better, and his ultimate ceiling is also a lot higher than JoJo Reyes's ever was. But, you know, today's his birthday, actually, Dustin. He turns 30 today. I think the leash is going to be long because you don't want to part with that kind of stuff and that kind of arm, that kind of talent. You know what's in there, and it's just a matter of seeing whether or not it can get out. I see Dustin McGowan, as long as he's healthy and strong and able to pitch deep into games, having a very, very long leash as that fifth starter.
I like that, but there's no precedent to suggest that he will be healthy for any sustainable period of time.
No, there isn't. There isn't, but there's not going to be a leash on him if he's not healthy, right? If he gets hurt, there will be no gutting it out. There will be no suck it up and throw through it. None of that. The second that there's anything wrong with him, he's going on the disabled list, and they're going to figure out what's wrong and try to get him back. But there's no leash health-wise. It's just performance-wise.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, Jonah. Appreciate the call. 9-0 Blue Jays over the Atlanta Braves today. Adam Lind with his first home run of the spring. Andrew is in Toronto. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, thanks. Welcome to the program.
I have a question. I think
hit me.
The team should be left fielder for the Jays, and Travis Snyder should be on the bench. But I think they should platoon them. Like, one plays against lefties and one plays against righties, because I really hope they give Snyder a chance, because I don't think the Jays should give up on Snyder or Ting, because if we give up on them, they may turn out to be like an all-star and a Hall of Famer, and I like the both of them. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Dustin McGowan, and I'm pulling for him as well this year. And we're going to make the playoffs, and I can't wait till October when we're in the playoffs, and I'm at Rogers Center, and just being back at the ballpark this year is going to be fun, Mike. And I'll see you on April 9th. Bye, Mike, and say hi to all the Jays for me, okay?
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for the call. There wasn't really a question in there, but I will say that you're not going to see a Thames and Snyder platoon. Absolutely not. They're both left-handed hitters for one, and for another, that's not going to happen. One of them will be the everyday left fielder for the most part. We'll see Rajay Davis get some starts in there. Ben Francisco, if he's healthy, we may see get some starts in there. But it's only going to be one of them, and the other one is going to be in AAA. I don't think that if, you know, whoever doesn't make the team, I don't think you can see that as the Blue Jays giving up on him. That's not the case at all. It's just a matter that, you know, there's only room for one, and you don't want one of them. I mean, both these guys are 24 years old. You don't want one of them sitting on the bench and getting 8 or 9 at-bats a week. They have to play. So whoever goes to AAA is not being given up on. He's just being given a chance to play, and hopefully still has a good future with the Blue Jays. Let's go out to Whitby. Jason, you're on the Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, go ahead.
All right, so I just want to get your opinion on our Travis d'Arnaud and J.P. Arencibia situation here. So everyone's saying
there is no situation.
Media, right? They're saying how one has to be traded or whatever so one can be the starter.
I don't think anybody is saying that. I think some fans are saying that.
Well,
but
yeah,
the fans are definitely saying that, but they're getting way ahead of themselves.
Yeah, that's true. So
I mean, just look at the Braves, right? Look at the Braves today, and I'll let you finish, but this is the thing. They were talking about Julio Teheran, Randall Delgado, Aroldis Vizcaíno, and look at all these great young pitchers, and they're going to push, and you're going to have to trade somebody, and how's there going to be room for everybody? And look, Tehran's had an awful spring. Vizcaíno's having Tommy John surgery, and Delgado is pushing for a spot in the rotation. So you never know what's going to happen. Travis d'Arnaud could get hurt. JP could get hurt. d'Arnaud could fall on his face at Triple A and need plenty more seasoning. This is not a decision that needs to be made. Oh, I said I was going to let you continue. I guess the boys back at the station thought otherwise. Sorry about that. This is something that we don't have to worry about yet. Let things play out a little bit and see what happens. Hopefully, in the near future, the Blue Jays are going to have a lot of really good problems on their hands. Too many guys for too few positions. Then you're going to have to figure out what to do. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. And certainly... if Travis d'Arnaud gets some time in the big leagues this year, it'll be kind of like J.P. Arencibia's time in the big leagues in 2010, where you're not trading your starter to make room for him in the offseason because you just don't know whether or not the guy's ready. Thanks for the calls. Appreciate them all. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we will dip into the clubhouse. We'll hear a little bit of what Eric Thames had to say after the game's big day for Thames today. He had an RBI double as part of a 2-for-3 day, also single in the Blue Jays' 9-0 win over the Braves. It is the Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here in Dunedin, the Blue Jays took down the Atlanta Braves 9-0. Eric Thames, 2-for-3 with a double off the wall and a single as part of the win. Henderson Alvarez, 5 innings, 1-hit shutout. I spoke to Thames after the game.
So, Eric, another swell day at the plate for you. A couple of days ago, you had a little leg thing. It seems like that's all gone.
No, it was just one of those things where, I didn't drink my Powerade Ion anti-cramp formula. That was just a random thing in the bottom of the eighth inning, and then I end up playing the rest of the game, and it was fine. It was just a precautionary thing about John, pulling me out. But, yeah, I haven't felt anything since, so I'm good.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you're looking for an endorsement maybe. But
I know, you have to be out the whole thing, the whole title.
But today, swinging the bat awfully well again, a part of that big rally after we see Adam – that hit that gets lost in the sun, and then there was certainly no chance that yours was going to get caught by somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to get a feel. I mean, I feel pretty good at the plate, but I feel like I'm getting a little long on the inside pitch. So I've been working with Murph a little bit on getting the head out. So that was actually like one of the first like hard hit balls I've had to center field and over. So every day is a progression, and it's going to keep getting better.
And defensively, you're dealing with winds and weird Florida stadiums and stuff, and you had to go a long, long way to chase that ball down in the left field corner today. It was like a dead sprint the whole way for you.
Yeah, I mean, during BP, guys were like hitting like lefties were hitting opposite field bombs. I mean, just like absolute tanks because that wind was just howling out to left. So I had a pretty good idea that the ball was going to carry. When Hinsky hit that, I was like, oh my God, like I'm just booking after it, and it was still going. I was like, oh man, is it going to even go foul? Like it went foul. I feel like I caught it in foul territory, but I mean, that's the way it is. You got to deal with it. It's worse, during the winter time at other ballparks when the wind's swirling, you got hurricane winds and stuff like that. So it wasn't that bad.
There's Eric Thames. 2-for-3 as the Jays beat the Braves 9-0. We're back tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern for a 107 first pitch. The Red Sox are here. Aaron Laffey against Daniel Bard. You've been listening to Toronto Blue Jays Spring Training Baseball Action. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Allen, Tom, Dylan, and Josh, I'm Mike. Good afternoon from Dunedin.